Hi, Alma.
Hey, love.
Hi, how are you?
A little bit better. Trying to keep something down, but I don't think it's working.
Oh. Would you like me to call back later?
Maybe
would be a better time.
No, my daddy's stressing. I don't want to add more to my dad's stressing.
Okay. So, regarding with your, with the one that you have received, were you able to respond to Bonnie on the, information that they requested, additionally requested?
Mm-hmm. I know I responded to someone.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Be careful. Okay, so is that the one for the background?
Yes, for the background check.
No, it's just in the email. I don't know why I put who is Art, but I need the link to send to the email because now it's telling me the link is like expired.
Yes, the background check link will actually expire. But remember the email that was sent to you by Bonnie, where she mentioned about some issues. Yes. I think you tried to read it to me yesterday, but I wasn't able to understand it very well because I know you were actually crying, so I didn't push through about that.
I'm sorry, I'm like, I was bad. I was really, really bad. I can't seem to find it now. So would it be under her email or be still under Local Splash?
I think it will still be under Local Splash, but let me check the date when she actually sent it to you. Mm-hmm. It is on, okay, here, March 23rd.
Okay, so I have three of those. We tried to call earlier regarding your account. Unfortunately, we're not able to reach you. That's one of them. That was on the 23rd at 4:25. And then we have the 23rd at, is that the one at 3:15 where it's saying below, click the link and access regarding additional background check. Those are only two that I got that day.
Only two. And then when you try to click that link, it has already expired.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I will have to go ahead and connect with my Google verified team, okay? Can you hold on the line, all right? Let me just message them.
Yeah, because he said he did a background check with Angie and that they didn't say nothing.
With Angie's list? Is that what
you
mean?
Yeah, when he had signed up with Angie, they also made him do a background check and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He said like that came out. But he's thinking about, because it says, when I seen the link, it said something about a vessel. He said usually when they're talking about, it says charge operate vessel because I screenshot it because I sent it to him. It says charge operate vessel without emergency shutoff. And it says August 17th, 2019. But we don't understand the fact of why are they counting that against his background when they usually say vessel. He goes, I remember that day. That was my boat. So he doesn't understand why that if it's just his boat, why would it have effect to do with it was verified?
So the one that you received with the title BGC Additional Questions Evident, there is a link there that cannot be accessed anymore?
Yeah, it says below, but please find, it says below, please find a link for you to access regarding additional questions. The only reason I have it is because I screenshotted each page of it. I split it up the pizza, that's why I know, but now that I click on it, it won't let me.
I see. No problem. I already sent an email to our, I'm sorry, a message to our team so that we can go ahead and check on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he, when I explained to him what exactly it said, he was like, he tells me, he goes, usually when they say vessel, baby, they mean your boat or something else.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, but he goes, I got rid of my boat a long time ago, and there was nothing in my background with my boat. He's had no kind of background, he says, not even a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't worry, we'll go ahead and review that.
It feels like how he's really coming to get me this time. He's worried that when they get back, they can have no work, and he's going to have to re-put that money back for what, for coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if we don't have no leave, baby, he goes, I said, it's okay that he don't come. It's okay. I understand you need the money. He didn't mind me. He told me, shut up. He goes, I don't think so. He goes, you'll think I'm sleeping fine because you're over there crying and hurting. And I'm going to go get you. I'm going to go get you. He goes, but yes, it does worry the middle of the day. We're not going to have no leads to get more jobs. Because he, like I said, he hasn't been getting any leads from y'all lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to go ahead and do an account review, but it's hard for me to figure out which one actually is, like, calls that came in compared to, like, because what I see here on my end are, these are actually calls that came in instead of, you know, outbound calls. So, on our system,
I'm calling them. I was the one that... Like my dad was saying, he calls me, like, instead of answering them with the message, maybe it's better we answer them. And like we told, just answer them and say, hey, look, we're sorry, can't speak to you right now, but something.
Mm-hmm.
And, but calls. The red ones are the spam ones, I know that.
The spam, mm-hmm.
Mostly the other ones, it's me making the calls to them. The last person that actually emailed us or got to us was Dale Green.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept on calling him back to see if everything he still wanted the project done or anything like that, because he was saying something about, and nothing, he hasn't answered, and we've reached out, my dad has reached out, I've reached out. The other ones are old ones. Like I said, I just went back and figured maybe, okay, hey. Because I've seen some of them, I was trying to get at least ones that were only about a month and a half, 2 months behind, and maybe that way I could get a hold of them. And maybe by chance they didn't get their project done. But, give me 1 minute, my love.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Lou.
No problem. I was actually reading some notes on your account.
Yeah, but it's like, what was what I was surprised, that's what was worrying him, is that he don't have, he's going to come over here to come get me, and his truck alone, that's like, he's got a big truck. Mm-hmm. Not that he's got a big truck, he's got a lifted truck, and I know those trucks are always there. And I don't want to put more weight on my dad's shoulders. He's doing so much as it is.
So you don't recall any ticket regarding that one that was mentioned? Our Google Verified team has not responded to me yet. It could be still taking care of account. In this case, I go ahead and contact you back.
Yes,
as soon as I get an answer. Yes, yes. So as soon as I get an answer, because I also wanted to understand what's happening at the moment, because they did not know, unfortunately, they did not note it on the account. So I really have no idea what is really like happening on, or what was the email about or the contents of the email, so that I can assist you. But don't worry, I have already asked assistance from them. I asked them what's the problem or what's the status. As soon as they provide me sufficient information, and I should be able to contact you back, and then I'll go ahead and explain to you what they meant about this.
Okay. And the pictures, they didn't, like, I've noticed in nowhere they posted the pictures. On the flip show, he wants the pictures of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
The two that are in the, it's in the kitchen and the living room.
Mm-hmm.
He wants one that I think I posted up. It's of him hanging up a chandelier. I sent it to them, and then, like, just ones of his, they think it's nice, but of his job. Not just the same job. Like, they told me to let them know which ones I decide on, but I'm trusting him that he just wants it to be his pictures, which I know, like, for a fact, I've known that he has the one putting up the chandelier. He has one where he's in a living room he just finished, and that is tile, not ceramic and nothing like that. It's tile by hand, cut by hand. And then
you already provided these pictures.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see here somewhere in the services, this is someone actually doing the painting. This one also. So it is a stock photo. And you said you have already provided these pictures through email.
I provided like 4 or 5 rows. I like a 4 or 5 emails with 6, 7 different types of pictures on them. I told them, like, the one of him putting up the chandelier because it's of him.
Mm-hmm.
I even sent them the new pictures that he took just standing there.
Uh-huh.
They can see, hey, I wanted him working, but he started to pose. So I was like, oh, look at him. And,
I see. Are these the ones on the 20th?
I think so.
Yeah, I actually see it here. Let me check.
Okay. They were on the okay, this is their living. But they got to a business card. This is the 20th. Yeah, on the 20th, when I sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 12 to 13 the first time.
The first time. Okay. Let's see.
And then and then the second time I sent a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. I might have sent copies just in case, but I posted as much as I thought I had. And I thought that just as long as they look good and that they're actually the different jobs, so he says, well, they're putting the pool, but we didn't really do the pool.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, I remember when we spoke, I actually sent in the request to our website team. And this was back on the 21st. I told them that you sent images on the on March 20th. A support email, and you wanted to change the images on home section as they feel focused more on pool construction and you actually do more.
Yeah, because if you look at it in a flip show, it makes it seem, oh, okay, all he does is pour, all he does is, or all he does is cement. No, I want them to see he does everything. And did you see the font? Have you seen the font on our webpage?
Mm-hmm.
I did that.
Oh. Oh, you changed it.
Uh-huh. They kept on telling you, no, it couldn't be in a different font, but they only can do it thicker, they can do it thinner, na-na-na. Oh, yeah. I'm the type of make I was raised, the type, don't tell me I can't do something, because I end up not doing it more. So I was sitting there saying, I copied the whole page and I pasted them and made another page for him on my actual laptop so I didn't mess with his. And I was like, oh, okay, and I did this and this, and I was like, oh, okay. I can even change the color. I was like, oh. The only one that I wanted is bigger is his logo. But for some reason, I couldn't make the logo bigger. Because if you look at it, is it just me or does it look small? What do you think of the letter, though?
Well, it actually looks nice. Let me see. On the home section.
To me, the logo looks really small on the home section. When it says right above call us, it's like really small.
Did you
make it bigger, but I couldn't see another one. The font, when I changed the logo, the font on top, it even changed the font on the writing. I was like, I understand I'm doing it. And then the logo on the bottom, it still has a white in the background.
Okay, let's see. Sorry, my team just messaged me that he forwarded me the email of what was sent to you. Let me see. Final reminder to complete. Oh, this one. Action required. Complete your local service as background check. Can we try to open? I see it now. So your father does not recall this situation?
No, he says the only thing that he can have that done with any vessel is his boat.
His boat. Mm-hmm. And does he recall being somewhat given a ticket for this one? It was mentioned in August
17, 2029. Let me see your answer.
Yes.
Because he's like, where's our leads? And the he's just worrying because he's now that he's coming to get. Miss Honey?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
But if he wants to ask you questions about that thing that I was telling you about your background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Art. I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How about yourself? How's your day?
It's going good. I'm at work. I'm on a job. I'm on my last day. It's going great.
Oh, that is good to hear.
Yes.
I was actually discussing with Alma in regards to the Google verified campaign background check. Now, they actually sent us some things that we wanted to go over with you. So when Google actually does a background check, they will go ahead and check your records. If you have, like, any felony or any ticket or, let's say, any charges that was actually given to you in the previous years, they will actually look into that. Now, there was one that they actually informed us. So the charge was operate vessel without emergency shut off, and this actually happened last August 17, 2019. Do you recall this one?
Operating a vessel, that's a boat.
Yes. Yes, that's correct. Without emergency shutoff.
No. I have not been in the water. It's been a while. No, there's no way that would have happened. I would not have been in the water 2019. Mm-hmm. 2015, I had colon cancer. So, no, I was not able to do any fishing. I think it was like almost 6 years before I was completely myself again.
So no boat, ship, or any...
them saying vessel, I knew right away if they got something wrong. Somebody's got something wrong.
Yeah, it could be. So to confirm, no way that you will be like in a boat or you don't recall doing any fishing, maybe they messed up on a wrong year but you don't really recall having, being charged for operating something.
No.
And the pictures, no. Okay. Thank you for the clarification, Art. Now, I will go ahead and inform our team about this one so that they know that you never recall having this type of charge previously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go ahead and update you as soon as I get an answer from them. So I will inform them right now hopefully we can get a resolution. Usually, they will go in and escalate this one with the Google verified team, and then we will get back to you for updates. Thank you so much.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you. Call me when you can.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you, Alma. So, yes, that will be our next plan. I'm going to go ahead and inform our team about what we have discussed and let them know that this is something that something that ARTO is actually involved in. And then I will get back to you and let you know what would be our next step on this one, okay?
Okay. But have you checked on the thing we had said about him having his local leads are still going? Because, he's not getting any kind of leads, and he's worrying him.
Yes, I have actually requested our team to go ahead and do a re-optimization of your account. So as per their advice, for your current primary search phrase, you are actually ranking second. If I go ahead and search for general contractor in Boas, you are second. But don't worry, because we are also working on your other locations. So that will be our next focus. And to make sure that other locations that you are targeting, you are going to be visible there. So I really wanted to go ahead and make sure we kickstart the Google Verified campaign, because this will really, really help us generate your leads. I'll really do my best to have this done as soon as possible. So I'll keep on pushing our Google Verified team on this one so we can get an answer, okay?
Yes, I think. Sorry, I'm trying to get on my head. It's been a little weak still, and I'm trying to get on my bed. Break down to the point where I even require getting on the bed. But,
yes.
Yeah, that's what he's just really worried is that he's going to get me. It's not like it's cheap or anything. He's got a truck, and he's going to have to be taking me back and forth to Birmingham and see the doctors, and him and his doing his job. And like I told him, I feel bad. I'm grateful because I know he does care and he does love me. But I feel bad also because I don't want him stressing and worrying about, what am I going to do if he's there, if he's my husband, he's just so mad. He's like, how can your mama be right down the road from you 30, 40 minutes if she can't go see you and check on you, and you're there crying in pain?
Your daddy just really loves you a lot. I can feel that.
Yeah, it took us a long time to get where we're at, but I'm very, very thankful. If it wasn't for my dad right now, I don't know. And it gets me as to why my mama had to be so hateful and be one of those like that to have to put him down and tell me, that your dad never loved you, your dad didn't want a girl, your dad just wanted boys. It's not that way. We're so close now, and I remember I couldn't even talk to him for 5 minutes before we were arguing. But it's because we were arguing because I would hear my mama in the background just running her mouth about my dad wasn't this and my dad wasn't that. And I'm like, it's nothing at all. And like I told her earlier, I called her earlier to ask her to buy me some food for Boomer because I couldn't eat. I said, I just want the soup, and I don't have stuff to make the soup. And now her words were, why don't you call your dad and tell your dad to help you? Said, you know what, it's fine. And then I told her I was going to my dad. As soon as he gets done with this job, he was coming to get me. And just, do whatever you want. I don't want it. I'm like, how can a mama be like that?
Just wanted to
She lost her brother. not that long ago. And for me, it was you, like, I'm telling her, Mom, there's not much else that can do that can be me. And I don't know how long I have. It's just a thing for her, Mom.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Alma. No, be strong always, okay? I know your dad's, your dad's really worried, especially that not much leads are actually coming into your account, and he's been helping you with your medical, bills and all the other stuff. So I'm really gonna go ahead and, try to push harder on this one so we can figure out what's the problem, because this is really like the only pending item that we have. Now, I guarantee you, once Google Verified campaign runs, you will really get leads. I've had many accounts already wherein I manage, and they have Google Verified campaign. It's really working very well for them. So I really hope this kickstarts as soon as possible. I'll continue to check in with the team. I will message them now after we end the call so that I can let them know about the situation, and then we can figure out what would be our next step.
Okay.
All right. Okay, go for now.
I appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate you just even being there to listen.
Thank you, Alma. I'm just here. If you need anything, just call me, okay? Shoot me a text. Let me know. Hey, honey, please call me, okay? I'll go ahead and call you as soon as I can.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome, Alma. Please have a good rest tonight. Eat something, all right? You need it to regain your energy. Try to do some things that would actually divert your attention. I know you're still in pain, but maybe there are things that you could do that would divert your attention. So, yes, go ahead and do that, and have a good rest.
I gotta go back to school. I've been missing school for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Do you have class, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah.
Now it's math classes, and I'm not good at math. I suck at math.
Oh, my God. What do you say? I don't like math, too. I feel it.
No.
But, yeah, go ahead and make something that would divert your attention, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, thank you for your kind words and for your listening and being there. Helps very, very much.
Ah, no problem, Alma. It's the least that I can actually do for you. So sorry, I'm like too far. I understand. It's really hard when someone is actually sick. I've been there, and hopefully, you know, just like what happened to my son, you know, everything is different now. Everything is better. So I hope and pray it would be the same case with you. So just hang in there, okay? I know you'll get better. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Alma. I will keep you updated on the Google Verified campaign, okay? If you don't hear me from today, tomorrow you will hear me first thing in the morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Alma. Good night.
Good night. You have a good day, babe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.